T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For the first time since last January, we can sit here on the morning show with John and Hugh and tell you it is a Falcons Friday. It is football tonight.
Oh, wow.
That countdown, that long countdown is over. Broadcasting live today from the racetrack on Mansell Road in Alpharetta. We want you to come on by, and we got free coffee to hand out, shake your hand, that kind of stuff. We'll be talking about where we are in just a moment, but it is Friday, Hugh Douglas. It is a football Friday.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. I got me 2 sandwiches in my system. I'm ready to roll. 2 turkey sandwiches, too. They were good, too, with that Swiss cheese and the soda. I'm good.
Well, it is
good.
Falcons kind of Friday, too, because the Falcons Friday tonight is pregame at 5:30, the game at 7:30 against the New York Jets, and we'll have full coverage with, of course, Wes, Dave, John Michaels from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, and John will join us in the 7 o'clock hour, give us his thoughts here, and I am so excited to see these new players today, you. I can't wait to see Calvin Ridley, Neato Smith, and all the new guys, because we're getting a heavy dose of those guys tonight.
Yeah, no question about that. That's what preseason is about, John. You look at last night's slate of games, it was all about the young guys, all about the young guys going out there contributing to their team. Saquon Barkley ripped off a nice little 39-yard run, and Baker Mayfield went out there and gave Cleveland Brown fans hope. He gave him a lot of hope. So, you know, it's going to be exciting football season. You know, that's what the preseason is, you know. I know I was griping yesterday and talking about how, you know, preseason didn't mean that big of a deal. It really does, John, because it gives people the chance to see these young rookies play, and it also gives them hope for the upcoming football season.
Yeah, but what are they saying in New York this morning? You lost to the Browns.
Oh, my gosh! No, they're not worried about that. The Browns were the preseason champions last year.
Right.
They went undefeated in the preseason, so that, nah. You look at that game, and you look at how it started, and I'm talking about the Saquon Barkley run. The way just look at the way they blocked that man on man. They got up to the next level. Mm-hmm. That Cleveland Browns defense, for them to get handled like that up front, they have some work that they have to do. I mean, there's no question about it.
Yeah, well, you're talking about football, a lot of games, a dozen games last night. But the Falcons tonight, and, of course, we were going to get a heavy dose of all the youngsters. A lot of teams last night didn't play any starters, and that's really not unexpected. And we don't expect that the Falcons, if they do start Matt Ryan, and what are you going to get, a series out of him, Hugh? 4 or 5 plays?
About 4-5.
Yeah, and that'll be it. You'll see Julio, and then they'll be done. And you'll get the backups in there, and we'll get a good, solid dose of guys like Kirk Benkert at quarterback and, of course, you know, the fourth and fifth stringers in a lot of places where they're getting looks at guys. But that's what the preseason is about. I'm just excited that football is back. Though I'm not really sure how I'm going to watch the game tonight. I know I'm going to listen to Wes and Dave because I don't know about you, Hugh, but I try and sync the game to the radio, the TV to the radio.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people try to do that. They try to attempt to do that, yeah.
Yeah, but my DirecTV went out last night. So the only opportunity
we don't even want to talk about that. You know what? That's what I'm going to talk about in Hugh's World because I had some issues. Uh-huh. With the NFL Network last night, and I'm going to go into full detail in Hugh's World about that. Cannot wait to 8:40 to
so
do that.
My wife and I are sitting there. We have to figure this out, and we went full millennial. We realized that we could stream the game, okay, and then put it on her Apple iPad, and then through our Apple TV, we can mirror it. It's called mirroring.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right? I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So, okay, that's how we're going to watch the game today.
You know what? We got to talk about that. You got to tell me how you did that, man, because I had all kinds of issues trying to watch the game last night. because I don't have the NFL Red Zone all that other stuff.
The Sunday ticket?
Yeah, I don't have none of that. So I had some issues last night, but I need to figure that out because that was pretty bad for me last night. It was a stressful night to say the least.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a good night tonight, and of course CW69 will have the game on TV. NFL Network will also televise the game tonight. But what we want you to do is kind of sync it up if you can to whatever broadcast you're watching with the radio and listen to Wes and Dave and John Michaels, because that's where you're going to get the real insight into the Atlanta Falcons young players and all the new faces that you're going to be seeing this evening on the field. It is a Falcons Friday. We're at the racetrack in Alpharetta on Mansell Road. We're, three blocks west of 400, would you say?
I'd probably say it's more than about three blocks, about four, five.
Anyway, we're west
four,
of 400.
Five. Yeah.
If you're headed south of 400, it's exit 8, and then you come west, and we'll be up here on the left. And if you're coming northbound, then, of course, you exit to the left, and we'll also be on the left. But I will say this, or if you're coming down Mansell through Alpharetta, drop on by because we've got free coffee to give out. We're here at Racetrack. We want to represent. It's a beautiful morning. A little muggy, but other than that, beautiful day to be sitting outside talking about football, which
foosball.
I can't believe we're finally doing.
Finally doing it. Football is finally here. It's all downhill now, John Freaky. Before you know it, we'll be in Philadelphia for the first game, and it's going to be a whole lot of trash talking between now and then. About that.
All I want to know is that the day before the Super Bowl, Hugh, okay, the Friday before the Super Bowl on that Falcons Friday, that I'm sitting there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with you, and we're saying, do you remember when we were at the racetrack at Alpharetta right before the opening game of the preseason, and what a journey it's been? Because that's what I'm hoping, that this will lead from tonight in New York to February here in Atlanta. I mean, that's the whole point of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season, a lot of football to be played, but that's the ultimate goal, John. The ultimate goal is to be here for the Super Bowl and be complaining about the traffic and all the people in the city. Well, we're going to complain about that anyway, but it'd be a different kind of complaint if the Falcons are in the game.
It is the morning show with John and Hugh from the racetrack in Alpharetta on this Falcons Friday. I got to say, something hit me last night, though, watching that preseason football.
What hit you?
I realize that as excited as I am for the game tonight is as much as I can't stand preseason football because it just isn't very good and it doesn't count.
What did I call it, John? Glorified college games. That's all it is. It's just like a bunch of college players. Well, they are. But that's all it is. That's all it is. And it's not a whole lot you can glean from preseason. You know, it's one of those things where you would take a small sampling size of plays, like I always say. The first couple plays and the man or whooper man and see who can handle themselves on an individual basis, that's what you take from that. Mm-hmm. Because when the season starts, you best believe everybody's game planning for everybody. They're going to break that film down. They're going to look at it, say the first game of the season, okay, Philadelphia Eagles. How are we going to attack the Philadelphia Eagles? Number one, we got to make sure that defensive line does not put their hands all over Matt Ryan. That's the first thing that we have to do. So we have to be creative in our blocking schemes, and we have to be creative in the play calling so that it can slow that pass rush down. That's the first thing. And then how are we going to get Julio Jones the ball? Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, how are we going to get him the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
Right.
But that's how you game plan for certain teams. You game plan for another team's weaknesses.
Well, and then tonight, of course, the number one goal is to get away without any injuries. That's the number one goal of the
always.
Preseason, right?
Always. That's first and foremost.
All right, so number one is you got to get away from out of the game healthy. Number two is you want to see what some of these youngsters can do because this is a chance, as Dan Quinn talked about yesterday. He said, you know, Wednesday, actually. He said, you know, this is a chance for these guys to, you know, show what they can do in, you know, kind of a live fire situation, and this is what we'll really evaluate. It's nice to be in camp, but when you're hitting somebody else, Hugh, in a game, that's where it separates, you know? I mean, you can look great in pads and in practice. You get out there in the field, and it becomes a different story.
We used to call it look like Tarzan, play like Jane. You got guys out there that look like, you know, built like Greek gods, you know, muscular, run up and down the field, can run for days. But you get them out there in those shoulder pads and that helmet, and you're looking at them like, wow, you know, that's what you want to see. You want to see guys that all of that hard work that they put in off season, you want to see that translate to the field. You want to see them out there giving people snot bubbles.
Right.
I was about to change that, but no, that's still part of the game. You still want to give people out there snot bubbles, especially playing defense.
Yeah, well, and look, it gives you hope. I mean, you know that in New York this morning they're talking about, oh, my God, Saquon Barkley is going to be the greatest back in the NFL. And they're talking to Cleveland about Baker Mayfield being the new face of Cleveland sports and not LeBron James, right? I mean, that's what they're talking about this morning.
Yeah, but it's a little bit different situation. Like, and this is why I'm here to break it down for you. Saquon Barkley ripped off a 39-yard run against Cleveland Browns' first-team defense. Baker Mayfield was playing against the second-team defense. So that's what you take from that. And that's how you look at that situation. Saquon Barkley got to the second level. Like, he showed great patience in running the ball up in the hole, and then he took off for 39 yards
right.
against their first-team defense.
Right.
Let that sink in for a while. Baker Mayfield went out there and went to work against the second-team Cleveland Browns defense. So, there you have it.
Oh, I know. I get it.
I know you get it, John. Right. I'm just explaining it to the masses. That's what I'm saying. But that's the preseason. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having hope for the season because Baker Mayfield might come in, and when he's working with those first-team receivers and going out there doing his thing, he might be what the Cleveland Browns needed at the quarterback spot. But what I'm saying is it's just hard to tell right now because nobody's game planning for anybody. Everybody's just out there playing. Everybody's just out there saying, okay, line up. We're going to run these couple plays, and we're going to probably run under for the most part. Defensive line going to probably run an under defense. And we're just going to play, see who can play.
It is John and you in the morning show live from the racetrack on Mansell Road. That's exit 8 off 400 in Alpharetta today. It is a Falcons Friday, and certainly we'll be chopping up what happened in the NFL and some of the stars, the return of Deshaun Watson, the return of Andrew Luck, and some of those storylines throughout the show. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to break down what the Braves did yesterday. You know, they lost to Washington, and we're going to get into kind of where they stand in the National League East as they return home tonight to open an 11-game homestand tonight at SunTrust Park, a critical 11-game homestand against a team that they're fighting in the wild card, the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll get into that again in about 10 minutes. But let's go back to what to expect tonight. In New York, they're really excited about Sam Darnold. Now, they have three quarterbacks with the Jets. You have Josh McCown, Teddy Bridgewater, and those are great stories in their own right. Teddy Bridgewater is a wonderful story, but you know as well as I do, Hugh, that it's all about Sam Darnold, that number three pick.
Oh, no question about that. People are excited about it. First-round draft pick for them. A lot of things that I've read out of New York is that they feel that he's going to be the starter eventually when the season starts. I mean, you look at the quarterback situation that they were in last year. Mm. That was a position that they sorely needed. And Sam Darnold is their first-round draft pick. You can't do any worse by putting him out there and letting him start than you did last year. So that's basically how they're looking at it. So eventually he's going to be out there on the field starting for you.
Yeah, and of course, if you believe the New York papers, if you read the New York papers I did this week and see some of the things that are being said in practice, they want Sam Darnold to be the starter opening day on the first snap.
They have nothing to lose as far as the quarterback position is concerned. We've seen the Josh McCown show. We've seen that. So they have nothing to lose.
Right, and Teddy Bridgewater probably not going to make the team.
Oh, well, they got him up on the trade block, so they must not have seen what they wanted to see from him, or they just want to give him an opportunity to go somewhere else and get a chance to be a starter. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's probably it because he's not going to make the. Yeah, they basically.
Well, he's not going to be the starter there.
They're showcasing him tonight to trade him, right? They're saying, "Look, Teddy, it's a wonderful story, but you're not going to make the team. We need to have the veteran and McCown back up the number three pick, so maybe we can get you another spot." We mentioned the Braves. Huge homestand, 11 games against Milwaukee, Miami, and Colorado. And here's a chance for the Braves to come back to SunTrust Park and really make hay. Big series against Milwaukee starts tonight. We'll break it all down as we continue on a Falcons Friday, live from Racetrack on Mansell Road in Alpharetta. Come by and say hi to John and Hugh, and we'll talk about the Braves in a moment, catch up to speed on that.
This is actually kind of dope.
Getting your morning off to a great start.
With John and Hugh, live for the racetrack on Mansell Road in Alpharetta.
The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John and Hugh from the racetrack of Mansell Road near Georgia 400 here in Alpharetta. Come by, say hi. It's already jumping at 6:22 in the morning here. One of the things about coming out here, too, is that the folks from the Peach Pass are here, and they can sign you up on the spot, which I did a couple of racetracks ago. Real super simple, and if you're driving 75 and we're all waiting for that new deal to open up on 75 if you live up where I live, and, of course, the extension of the lanes on 85 and you don't have a Peach Pass, you're going to need to get one, and it's a perfect chance for you to do so if you're dropping by here at the racetrack to sign up for a Peach Pass. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the Braves in this segment, but we also want to let you know that full coverage, I mean lots of pregame coverage, interviews and analysis available on the game tonight. When you go onto our website at 929thegame.com, there's a Falcons tab, and you'll see all the great content that's been put up there throughout the week here leading up to the game tonight. Again, coverage begins at 5:30 with the pregame show, 7:30 with the call of Wes, Dave, John Michaels, live from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. All right, so let's begin a little bit with the Atlanta Braves. Yesterday afternoon, they played the Washington Nationals. Gio Gonzalez had not pitched very well in his last 10 starts. And, of course, when he gets against the Braves, suddenly he becomes Gio Gonzalez again. But the Braves did have a couple of moments in the game. We begin with Nick Markakis.
And that is shipped to right field. Plenty of distance. Ooh. Nick Markakis muscles up for a solo home run. It's 1-0 Atlanta.
I gave the Braves an early lead, but they couldn't hold it. The only really good spot afterwards was later in the game when down 4-1, Ronald Acuna Jr. did it again.
Oh, in the air to deep left, and that ball is gone. Ronald Acuna Jr. with a home run on back-to-back days, and he cuts into the deficit. It's 4-2.
All right, I'm gonna temper my role here. Now, the Braves lost the game, but here's the good thing. We said yesterday, Hugh Douglas, we said yesterday, Ronald Acuna Jr. gets hot, and watch what this kid can do. Uh-oh, I think he's getting hot.
Yeah, John, but I got a little bit of concern with the Braves right now. Anibal Sanchez got hurt yesterday, got hit in the calf by a ball that was coming back to him on the mound. And Max Fried got hurt, so that means you have two starting pitchers.
What's with that? I mean, in the second inning of both games, are they trying to take our guys out or what?
Dude, I'm saying, and that's I'm a little bit concerned about that because we saw yesterday who was out there. Wes Parsons came out there and was pitching for a little while. Man, that's a problem. If you have two starting pitchers that are hurt, then that could be potentially a problem for us with already a bullpen that's taxed. And I'm gonna throw Sean Newcomb in that a little bit as well. Because, Sean, if you got two pitchers, that starting pitchers that are hurt, we're going to need our starting pitchers to go longer. Mm-hmm. We're going to need them to try to spell the bullpen because now you're talking about the last 2 months of the season, and you're talking about potentially taxing the bullpen.
Still got Brandon McCarthy who's not back. Got Mike Soroka who's not back. Shane Carl got injured the other day with his shoulder.
Man.
Yeah, that pitching staff is not
– I mean,
yeah,
you're piecemealing it. I mean, I know it's one good thing you could take away from the game, and that's that you split – with the Washington Nationals, especially in a time where we're looking at the Washington Nationals to make a run.
Right.
You split with them. But still, man, that's a little bit of a concern for me.
Right. Well, so the Braves do fall yesterday. That's the bad news. The good news is an 11-game homestand. You're playing the Milwaukee Brewers. Kevin Gausman, this will be his first.
Who's in the playoff hunt as well.
Oh, you all know very much of the playoff
yes.
hunt. You know, I mean, the Cubs have been playing great baseball in the Central, but Milwaukee's been hanging right there, and it may come down to the Braves and Milwaukee for a wild card spot. That could be a battle that we look at. You know, this game today could be a preview of a game we see in September, in late September, because of everything that's going on in terms of the wild card. Now, having said that, an 11-game homestand, Milwaukee, Miami, Colorado, got to make some hay here. I mean, this is not a 6-5 homestand. This has got to be an 8-3 homestand.
Yeah, you got to make some hay, John. And again, I can't stress it enough. You have to get more from your pitching. You have to get more from your starting pitching. Because we do not want to put our bullpen in. Like it's safe to say that they're gonna be taxed as we go down the stretch, especially when you have so many pitchers that are that are hurt right now. I don't know how long Anibal Sanchez is gonna be out, so you're gonna have to try to do what you possibly can to help that relief pitching out as much as possible.
And again, Kevin Gausman makes his Atlanta debut tonight, and he is gonna be because to your point here about starting pitching, the acquisition of Kevin Gausman could prove to be critical for this team.
Yeah, no question about it, especially when you have so many people hurt. And if he can give you – I'm thinking tonight, John, he has to give you at least six to seven strong innings if he can. He has to give you that because we don't know. I know why Brian Snicker put Wes Parsons out there and tried to leave him out there is because you didn't want to go to your key pitching. So, yeah, that was that case, but still – this is something like we're getting down to crunch time.
Well, we got guys making their major league debuts, you know, in the throes of really a pennant chase right now because that's what's exactly taking place. They are no doubt in a pennant chase at this time. So, yeah, that's the status of the Braves are fighting through injuries, and it happens to be on their pitching staff. We are live at the racetrack on a Falcons Friday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to get into a lot of Falcons coverage throughout the day. John Michaels is going to join us at 7:20 live from New Jersey this morning, as we'll get that kind of inside look from the sideline guy, the sideline reporter, and our buddy John Michaels. That'll be at 7:20 this morning. Talking a little bit about the Braves as they get ready to open an 11-game homestand. Now, yesterday, they lose 6-3, but you were not talking about the big elephant in the room about that game. Well, the game was on Facebook, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you know what, John? I forgot about that. And you know, that was kind of hard to watch. Because, like, you get home, and I have somewhat of a routine that I like to follow. So I get home, find out, you know, the game's a little bit early. So I'm like, cool, great. Instead of taking a nap like I normally do, sit up and watch the game. So I'm trying to flick through the channels. This is when this is the first of my TV woes. Flicking through the channels. and I'm looking for the game. And, you know, like on Xfinity, you just say Braves baseball. And it'll tell you, it'll go straight to the channel.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't do that. It went to the box score. And I'm like, no. And I'm looking on the television.
Wait, you're yelling at your
remote?
Yeah,
I'm yelling. I'm like, hold up.
Do better, remote.
Wait a minute, hold up. Braves baseball. And I said, okay, so then I'm thinking maybe I'm saying it wrong. So I say, Atlanta Braves baseball. then I just break it down and say, okay, baseball. And then it'll pull up the games that are on.
Right.
Man, couldn't find that game anywhere. Couldn't find that game anywhere. And then I remembered because they did this before.
Right.
And they was like, hey, maybe I can find it online. And it was on Facebook. And I'm like, what? So that's when we started texting back and forth, trying to figure out what the heck is going on with this here Facebook stuff. I don't like it. And I know that Daryl feels differently about it because he's a guy that watches TV on the computer. Much respect to my man Daryl Ashurst. But, dude, I am used to coming home, plopping down on my couch, and watching baseball on my television. I don't want to watch it on my Facebook. I don't want to watch it on Facebook. I want to watch it on TV.
Wait, Daryl, you're good with the idea of watching a game on Facebook while Grandma posts pictures of her cats?
Well, you don't have to see those same things as you watch it. It's a totally different separate feed. And if you have a Fire Stick, which Hugh Douglas always talks about, you can actually watch the Facebook watch program separately.
Let me tell you what I did. See, this is where it comes out that I'm not tech savvy, because I even went to my Fire Stick, in my television woes yesterday, trying to find the game. Couldn't do it. Could not find it. So D, I know you're a busy man. You know you're jet setting up. Yeah, you gotta help me out, man. Help me out, because I need so much help. Yesterday I was in such a dilemma. My television dilemma was so great yesterday that it was ridiculous. It was just utterly ridiculous how my TV dilemma went yesterday.
Yeah, the whole Facebook thing, I mean, I get that they're trying to figure out how to, you know, I understand it in a way. I mean, here these leagues are, they're trying, you know, we have, the NFL on Twitter, right?
Yes.
And Facebook has this deal. They're trying to figure out what are the revenue streams and what's TV going
to
look like.
And how they can try to tap into it. I get that.
I get it, too. But at the same time, we're in the kind of the infancy of all of this. And I was watching and you know how it has the little counter up there with how many people are watching?
Yes.
There were 50,000 people. Now, if the game's only on Facebook, I'm thinking only 50,000 people are watching it? That's not very many.
And not only that, John, they play to the Facebook audience, because I guess they were like, it was live stream, and you could text in your messages, and they would respond to your text. So it's kind of like, you know, it's almost like the gambling that they're trying to do in Vegas now with the live gambling during the game.
Right.
So I thought that aspect of it was pretty cool. But there were a couple times during the broadcast where I think they cut away from the game a little bit too much, because they were talking about that. They played half of Chipper Jones' speech, and they were talking about that. And they had some other content that they put in there. I had a little bit of problem with that, because I think for me personally, that they cut away from the game a little bit too long in some of those segments.
You know, some of the fans were commenting and saying that the one thing they liked about Facebook was that they had a clock up in the corner in between innings, and it was only 2 minutes in between innings. I mean, those guys had to get on and off the field in 2 minutes. Remember the new rule? Hey, 2 minutes on and off?
Yeah.
And so they were doing 2 minutes on and off, and you could really tell when the game was going to come back. As a result, the game moved much faster. Now, there's no doubt that there was a quicker pace to the game because it was on Facebook and not on TV. But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how this is all going to end up working out. It just seems odd to me that, you know, I guess I just have to – I don't want to sound like, old guy.
A curmudgeon?
Yeah, right, old guy.
Fine, I sound like a curmudgeon. Even though he's had a couple miscues, I'm used to listening to Joe Simpson and Chip Carey. I mean, I'm just kind of used to it. I almost expect something slick to come out of Joe's mouth at this point. So I kind of missed that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, well, and right, and not only that, but the guys doing the game on Facebook were, I thought, fairly average. But that's
I mean, that's hard to do. I'm not about to give them grief for that, because you know this is a tough business, and you know, for them to be able to
do it. Of course,
they would
have sounded a lot better if the Braves had won.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That too.
Braves of Milwaukee tonight. Kevin Gausman gets his first Atlanta start at SunTrust Park, opening an 11-game homestand. We are broadcasting on a Falcons Friday, live from Racetrack.
Woo-hoo!
On Mansell Road in Alpharetta. Do drop on by. We have free coffee to hand out to you. Peach Pass is here. You can sign up for a Peach Pass. If you don't have a Peach Pass, it only takes a couple of minutes. You can get that taken care of this morning. And do come by, say hi. John and you broadcasting again from the racetrack on Mansell Road in Alpharetta on a Falcons Friday. When we get back in a moment, we got all the Falcons stuff for you, but we want to make sure that we don't miss anything. And that's where Wendy comes in. We'll do a little TWZ as we approach Falcons at the top of the hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's cool, bro. I'm woke.
It's cool, bro. I'm woke.
Live for the racetrack on Mansell Road in Alpharetta.
It's John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, since it is a Falcons Friday, asking the question at 92.9 The Game, it's our Vision Computer poll this morning because it just makes sense. Which Falcons rookie are you most excited to see tonight? Is it Calvin Ridley, cornerback Isaiah Oliver, defensive tackle Deidre Sanaat, or Ito Smith?
Ito!
So right now, 73% are saying it's Ridley, 12% Sanaat, 11% Oliver, only 4% Ito Smith. I voted Deidre Sanaat because while I'm excited to see Calvin Ridley and what he can do, I'm more excited to see if Sanaat is going to become Grady Jarrett 2.0 out there on the field.
Yeah, it's I expected when we were going to put this Vision Computer poll brought to you by Vision Computer, where an average hold time is 15 seconds or less for support, that Calvin Ridley was going to win this in a route. But if you took since it isn't Ridley, who is choice number two in a way, Hugh, for you? I mean, we're all kind of excited to see Calvin Ridley, but who is it besides Ridley of the rookies that you're most excited to see?
Well, to be honest, John, It's not a rookie. It's Ricky Ortiz, because that's a position. The fullback position has been a position where we've had some issues in the past, and I just want to see how he's, number one, if at all I can glean from tonight's game, how he's going to be utilized and how he blocks. Bottom line, because that has been a sore spot for this team in the past, and that's something that I think that if you can get that fullback position solidified, it might even help out with the red zone.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I totally help out with that red zone. And I voted for Ito Smith because I think that's going to free up Tevin Coleman to be even more of a multi-tool weapon. So we'll see. But that's our Vision Computer poll. Which rookie are you most excited to see at 9-2-9 The Game?
By the way, just to let you know, it's National Most Overrated Treat Day. No, it's National S'mores Day. I think they're very overrated. But if you are a s'mores fan today, you can celebrate, because when else do you eat a s'more besides when you are at a campfire? And even then, I don't even eat s'mores then.
I don't like s'mores. Is that bad?
Thank
of me?
You. No, I said it was National S'more Day on Twitter, and when I put that it was overrated, I got so much backlash. Still getting backlash of how dare you diss the s'more.
You know what it is? Because it's a family snack.
Yeah.
But when do you go for dessert? When you say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'd like a
but it's
s'more.
For the kids. You know what it is? It's like, Dad, Mom, you remember we made s'mores?
No, you want ice
they
cream.
They were so tasty. We were by the campfire.
Let's break a s'more down. The graham cracker, all right, I'm good with that. The
I chocolate, like graham crackers.
Right, the
no,
chocolate.
No.
Hang on here.
He got it. You got it, John. Calm down.
It's a graham cracker I'm good with. Chocolate I'm good with. I get to the marshmallow part, that's where they lose me.
I've had, like, what they've had, like, granola. They had, like, s'mores, like, granola bars or something. I've had a couple of those. But to for me to go out and, like, be at a campfire and make a s'more, no, I ain't about to do that.
I feel like eating a graham cracker in and of itself is such a chore. You literally need at least a gallon of water per cracker in order to eat that thing. Your mouth
yeah,
is so.
It's not one of the
yeah,
ones.
Yeah,
dry
you know,
when you're
eating. That's not one of those. Fair ones. Point.
That's the treat. But, you don't want to sit next to somebody because all you're going to hear is.
Yeah, but you know the marshmallow.
Their mouth is dry.
When I ever have to get around a campfire, like up at the lake, when I'm up there and we have to do marshmallow. Okay, never mind. I'm going to move on because
no, it's just
I
that,
got nothing to
that
add
dry
to
mouth
that.
Smacking.
I just got totally. Okay, that
you guys,
was
you
fine. Forget that left me.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Hey, like, you know it's a Falcons Friday?
We're at the racetrack.
You can tell we're being silly this morning. Well, the Carmelo Anthony era in Atlanta, it was short. It lasted 5 days. He did not step 1 foot on the court as an Atlanta Hawk, but he'll have something to commemorate his brilliant Hawks career because he was traded to the Hawks knowing that he'd reach a buyout agreement. He still wanted to get a Hawks jersey with his name on it. So when he was traded, he... This is from Chris Sheridan of Sheridan Hoops on Twitter. He said, just spoke briefly with Melo. He was trying to get his hands on a Hawks jersey with his name on the back. Now, while the Hawks are indeed paying Carmelo that $25.5 million to not play with him, they did come through with the jersey he had requested, tweeting yesterday, hey, at Carmelo Anthony, your jersey is on its way. Good luck, fam. And it's a Hawks jersey with Carmelo's
That's
name
pretty
on it.
Cool, though. I mean, if I got traded somewhere that I didn't play, that's a great story. Hey, you know what? I played for the Hawks for like 3 days. Never stepped on the court, but I got a nice little buyout.
I would have been
I got
petty.
A nice little buyout, so yeah, that's pretty cool.
I would have been petty. I'm sorry. I would have gone full Melno.
Yeah. Melno, that was terrible, John. That was terrible.
John was sitting on that joke since I started that story. I got nothing for Graham Cracker Dry Mouth, that's all I can tell you.
I'm going
to get it. I'm going to get this one in, fam. I'm going to get it in.
I got nothing for
the delightful sounds of the Graham Cracker.
The Dry Mouth Graham Crackers.
Well, for the second consecutive year, Major League Baseball going to put their personalities, passions on the field when Players Weekend takes center stage during all games from Friday, August the 24th through Sunday, August 26th. Now, I know that's a couple weeks away, but we're now getting the nicknames for some of the players, including the Braves, and what they will wear on the back of their jersey. So Ronald Acuna Jr. will be Sabanero Soy, which means donkey. I am donkey, or I am... That's
what?
I don't know.
It sounds cool in Spanish though.
Yeah.
Sabanero soy sounds sport. Cabanero.
So that's just what it was when I looked it up. I am donkey. Ozzy Albies is Poochie.
What's Poochie mean?
U-C-H-I. It didn't have a translation to what that was.
I'm gonna go to the Google translation.
Wait a second, you get to pick your own? I guess you would, right?
Yes, you get to pick your own nickname. So the players get to pick their own nicknames. Let's see for the Braves, because it Let's see. Ryan Flaherty is Flash. Mike Fultonevich, just Fulty. Freddie Freeman's nickname on
Wait,
the back. Hold on.
Mike Fultonevich's Spanish nickname is Fulty?
No, John. These are just the nicknames.
No, the first two are Spanish, John. And yeah.
Not all of them are Spanish.
Yeah, just the first two.
It's your nickname.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Freddie.
Oh. What's Freddie Freeman's, Wendy? Keep it moving.
they're not all Spanish, John. Yes, Freddie Freeman just chose Andrew.
Andrew.
I don't get it, but it's pretty phenomenal.
If you had a chance to pick a nickname to be, what would yours be?
Oh, you can't. See, I feel like you can't give yourself a nickname. Somebody has to.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because I've been called like Wendolyn, Worthington, like just random stuff that friends
would
you be
Big Hugh or Bullet Wound?
Bullet Wound. It's just a story behind it, though. But yeah, I would be Bully Wool. I would be Bully Wool.
I think Enciarte has the best nickname. His is just Game Ender. So he.
That's pretty dope.
That's pretty
I like
good.
That one. Yeah. I like
yeah,
that.
That's
one.
Actually pretty good.
So or Ender's Game.
Yeah, so his is up there. And I'll tell you more about the nicknames and I'll post more at 929thegame.com.
Little Donkey. I like that one. The donkey.
We are live at the racetrack on Mansell Road in Alpharetta. Drop on by and say hi. We've had a lot of people roll through, and when you do, you can go to the Peach Pass tent right next door. It's free to sign up. It's super easy to do, and if you don't have a Peach Pass, here's your perfect opportunity to get one. Also, if you register for a new Peach Pass, you can get a $5 credit to your account today. That may help on your next commute. Peach Pass is right next door to us. You can't miss them. Come on by and say hi. Well, it is a Falcons Friday, and as we return, we're going to jump right in to our discussion of the Falcons and the Jets. We'll hear from the team and countdown to kickoff next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game, and of course, full coverage of Falcons and Jets right now on our website, 929thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.